Hi, Shelby. I hope you had a really nice Thanksgiving. I did a little audio for you because sometimes it's easier when I'm talking to put everything together. So there's a few things I was thinking about as I was chanting for your happiness and chanting for your success. And what came to me is that you have a lot going on, and that, you know, there is, it may seem overwhelming to try to do the blog and to do the radio show. So what I think that you have a lot of people that have listened to you. So there's a lot of potential. You were able to get the Real Estate Diva name for your radio show, and that's great. You don't have to do the same thing that Patricia and I do. I mean, as far as your radio show, you can do it twice a month. You don't have to do it every week. So that might be less overwhelming. I think if you do it every month, that might be good. And you have to look at it also as, although it's a radio show, it's also a podcast. And so people are going to download and listen to you. So you don't have to worry about it. Doing it every week. What you should think about, look at your schedule and see what works for you. And then the other thing is, think about maybe some guests that you can have on your show, if it's twice a month, that can that are experts in real estate. Okay, and there's quite a few that are online, because I was researching that, so you may want to do that. The third thing is, I think that you have a website for where you work. So you may just want to focus on having a Shelby, whatever your middle name, Harris blog, where you promote yourself and establish your personal brand as a real estate expert, a coach, a consultant, a blogger. I think it's time for you to really focus on you. And then just use your real estate website for showing your listings and all that. Don't try to do too many things at one time, because that does become overwhelming. But at the same token, you can still start blogging, make money as a consultant or a coach, or even training, if you feel this is what you want to do, training other real estate professionals. I think that's really important. So I hope these things are helpful. To summarize, number one is, just jumpstart your radio show. If you want to just do it twice a month, I think that would be great. Start thinking about maybe some guests that you can invite to come on. Everybody wants to come on a radio show. Everybody wants to look good. The other thing is, maybe start your own personal brand blog, you know, in terms of, rather than starting with a real estate premium site, which could be complicated for you to update, start with a simple blog that you can do once a week. And you can do blogging with audio, and you can also do blogging with video. You don't necessarily have to write all the time. And even if you want to write, you can maybe hire somebody to do that for you as well. So there's a lot of ways you can go of doing it. I do know that you want to do more than what you're doing now, but it's going to take some work, and it's going to take you just getting started. Okay, so let me know about the blog. I do recommend that you register your own domain name. Even if you don't use it right now, everybody's doing that. And let me tell you, in the next couple of years, it's going to be crucial for people to have registered their own name. So Shelby Harris is already taken, but I'm not sure what your middle initial is. So you may want to register.